Good morning.
Good morning.
What are we taking a look at this week?
Well, I thought we'd just have a brief discussion about a survey in the US recently, which asked the hard-hitting question, Do adults prefer to eat their macaroni and cheese with a fork or a spoon?
Oh, so, now I've got to think about this. Fork. Surely.
Let's continue. Annie's makes high-end mac and cheese. Annie's is this company who commissioned the survey, so it's all very scientific.
Got it.
And they announced their results in conjunction with National Macaroni and Cheese Day on the 14th of July. So that's a day.
That's a thing.
Yeah. Working in food writing, I get a lot of emails pretty much on a daily basis about ridiculous days that shouldn't exist. World Negroni Day, World Martini Day, World Bacon Day, World Chocolate Day. I think it's just lazy PRs making up day. Well, and lazy PR is probably a tautology, I realize that. But hey, let's shift some martinis, or let's shift some mac and cheese. But this survey was done, and they reached quite a fair few thousand people. And the results were, here we go. 71% of adults prefer to eat their macaroni and cheese with a fork, and 28% prefer a spoon.
Those 28%, I don't know what you're doing. Get your life together.
Yes, 28% too many.
Sort it out. Sort
yeah,
your life out.
The maths there as well, 71 and 28, don't quite add up.
Oh, that's a good point.
So there's a couple of, there's 1% of Americans on the mac cheese spoon fence there. But yeah, eating anything that's savory with a spoon that isn't soup, I just can't get across it. It makes me feel weird, and it's just wrong. It's like doing your teeth with an electric toothbrush that isn't turned on.
Ugh.
Have you ever done that? It's the grossest.
No.
Oh, it's just it's this almost uncanny valley thing. Anyway, yeah, I can't stand it. I mean, breakfast cereal, I suppose that can be savory, Weet-Bix, and that's kind of a slushy soup though, isn't it? Anyway?
I mean, I don't know. There's a difference between Weet-Bix and mac and cheese, to be fair.
There is. There is. You're qualified to host this segment.
Yes.
But it got me thinking about other great food debates of our time, modern food debates. So I just want to run a few of these past you. The biggest of them all, pineapple and pizza. Where do you stand?
I love it.
Yeah, great. Correct
yes.
answer.
Oh, because I get so much vitriol for that.
I know. It's amazing. People get really upset. It's like, oh my God, you call yourself a food writer and you're having pineapple on your pizza. You're disgusting.
My favorite response when people say fruit doesn't belong in a pizza is, well, what's a tomato?
What's a tomato? Oh,
and
yeah.
I feel like that fifth grade sort of,
well, yeah.
I know you are. I said you are. But
absolutely.
What am I?
Oh, yeah, it's a fruit, but it's not really a fruit. yeah, I love pineapple and pizza. I especially love it on a cold pizza the next day when you're
yes.
a bit hungover, like a ham and pineapple number in the fridge, preferably a pretty ordinary one with a thin base and the sugar from the pineapple and the salt from the ham really get along with each other overnight in the fridge, and it's this wonderful way to cure any hangover. Good. I'm glad we're agreed on that. Egg, chicken, and seafood on a pizza, however, I find disgusting.
I can deal with prawns. I quite like a garlic prawn
okay.
pizza.
All right. Interesting.
Egg, why?
I don't know.
Is this one of those breakfast pizzas? Because I hate those.
Well, that's just gross.
That's an abomination.
Yeah. I have three rules in life. Never follow a hippie to a second location. Never buy your dinner from the same place you buy your petrol.
That's a good rule, actually.
Yeah, you can go far in life by sticking to that. And never trust a pizza joint which lists the full Aussie as a topping option.
Oh, what is that?
It's usually with egg.
Ew.
I don't know what happened in Australian culinary history that anything dubbed Aussie, whether it be pizza, a burger, or a meat pie, has egg in it.
Who says Australia doesn't have any culture? This is our culture.
I don't know. I just find it weird. Like we've seem to have claimed egg on things as being an Aussie thing.
There's the
Ned Kelly pie, or the Kelly pie. You see in a lot of regional towns all across the nation, which is just a normal meat pie with an egg cracked into it and baked in the oven.
Ew.
Truckers love them. They're gross.
I don't like this. It almost feels like as a country, you know, we've all collectively got together to tell Americans that drop bears are a thing. It feels like at one point we all got together and we're like, we should tell people that eggs are a thing.
Eggs are a thing. We invented eggs.
Except it's gone too far and no one remembers it. It's a joke.
What about eggs on a burger?
Oh, look, not my favourite, but not opposed to it.
Mm, beetroot on a burger?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, beetroot's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh. It gets quite messy. It's always that canned beetroot.
Yeah, that's true.
And then
true.
You end up with purple stains all over your fingers, and it always just slips out before anything else and just tries to escape and knows it shouldn't be there.
Takes the onion with it usually, yeah.
Okay, cool. Dipping fries into a milkshake or soft serve ice cream?
I think I'm one of the few people. I've never tried it.
You've never tried it?
I've never tried it.
I've given it a crack in my younger days, by which I mean 8 years old, and I can see there's some benefit in it. You kind of feel like a bit of a loser, though, doing it, or just really, really stoned, I think, at any age past 15. But there's the salt of the fries and then the fat from the ice cream or milkshake or whatever, which kind of get along. I guess that's how salted caramel.
That's true.
Is delicious, but it just seems like a very, very basic kind of version of that. Okay. Storing tomato sauce in the fridge or the cupboard? Big one.
Cupboard.
Right. Yeah.
Please tell me you're not a fridge heretic.
Why would you put it in the fridge?
Who
wants cold tomato sauce on a hot meat pie from the oven?
I have had genuine debates about this with
really?
People. Yeah, this debate gets heated.
Interesting.
But it goes in the cupboard. I'm hilarious.
Yeah, I think obviously the fridge will probably store it longer.
Well, and I think in fairness, it does say on the bottle, once opened, store below 3 degrees.
It absolutely does. But there's so much sugar and vinegar in those sauces that I reckon they'll outlast religion in the cupboard regardless.
Yeah, I don't think you've got to worry about your sauce going off.
I ran this past a friend yesterday and they said, ask about whether or not vanilla is a flavour. Have you ever heard this?
What?
Yeah, I've never heard it either. Apparently, there's discussion in some circles that vanilla isn't actually a flavour. It's just a baseline.
I thought it was. But okay.
No, I just wanted to check because I've never heard it either.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, you're crazy. She said, no, everyone talks about it. But, okay.
Good. Not us,
no,
therefore. Nobody.
Not us, therefore. It's never happened before. Okay. When is the right time to add milk to tea? Before or after the tea is poured into a cup?
I am one of those heretics that usually does it before, and I judge myself.
Right. I think the correct answer is, who cares?
That is all right. That's my new response.
If you're going to be upset about when you add milk to the tea, you have really got to get out more. I don't know anyone's palate is going to pick up the difference between when that's being added. I'd like to do a blind taste test. I really, really would.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah. What's your kind of like most hated food? I'm just out of curiosity. I haven't asked this before. But
most hated food?
What's the one that really kind of like, I won't touch that. I find it even just disgusting to look at. Is it cold, soggy eggplant on focaccia? Because that's mine.
I quite like eggplant.
Really?
Mm-hmm. No. My poor mum. So my mum makes pumpkin soup and I just hate it. And I can't do pumpkin soup. And I went my whole life not telling my mum I hated pumpkin soup because she was always so proud of it. She's like, look, I made everyone. And I was like, all right, we're going to. And on about 2 weeks before I moved out of home, my mum made it. And my little brother goes, hey, mum, you know she hates that, right?
Oh, no.
Broke heart.
Bro.
Ryan.
Yeah.
So, pumpkin soup. Sorry, mum.
Okay. No, that's all right. Hi, sorry, mum. Apricot chicken. Did you ever get that?
Yeah, I don't. You know, that's middle ground for me. It's don't hate it, don't particularly love it.
Yeah, okay, rightio. Anyway, we're coming to the weekend, so I just thought maybe we'd bring back the tradition. I've been doing this for a little while now, over a couple of years with different hosts, and sometimes we'll talk about, hey, where should we go on the weekend and eat?
Where should we go?
Where should listeners go that's new and hot and exciting or just bloody good to
just
go and check out?
Hip and groovy.
So we'll get to that in a second, but I did just want to give a bit of a shout out this week to Sydney Institution Butchery, AC Butchery over in Leichhardt, who closed their doors after 45 years.
Oh, wow.
Which is really, really upsetting. Carlo started AC Butchery, 45 years ago, he came over here with nothing but $20 and a carton of smokes is the famous story.
Wow.
And really put small goods and Italian charcuterie or salamis on the map in Sydney like it hasn't been before. Neil Perry was a big customer there. Tetsuya was always there as well buying his meats. And Carlo passed away a little while ago and his wife died a year before that, so the kids couldn't sustain the business. And so that's a real shame. I was upset to hear that. So pour one out for AC Butchery. In brighter news though, I went to A1 Canteen last week and it is awesome. So A1 Canteen is not too far from the studio, I wrote the address down, 2 Kensington Street, Chippendale. So that little Chippendale precinct where the Eau Claire Hotel is and all that business. Really, really good. Opened 3 weeks ago. It's helmed by Chef Clayton Wells. He's from the two-hatted restaurant Automata in the same little district, which is really the only restaurant that's come up in that precinct to find any real critical and commercial success. So A1 Canteen, open for breakfast, lunch and dinner. You get an awesome breakfast of curried scrambled eggs. Bringing back the curry scrambled eggs, which I love, and LP's Quality Meats pork sausage and English muffin. So that's great. But at lunchtime, this is the key, you can get what's called a muffaletta.
A muffaletta.
Have you heard of a muffaletta before?
I have not.
Neither had I until A1 opened. So broadly, it's a New Orleans sandwich where a round roll is sliced and then the bread's hollowed out. Like, what are those bog rolls?
Got it. All right. That's a visual.
Yeah. I've never made one of those, but I don't know where they come from. That's what it is. And then it's filled with cold cuts, cheese, and other pickled things. And it's bloody delicious. So over at A1, Clayton fills it with olive, mortadella, salami, ham, provolone, peppers, and artichokes. So, and they Instagram really, really well.
Get on it.
So you can expect to see them a lot these days. I saw Meatsmith in Melbourne have just put one on the menu as well, which is definitely not a coincidence. It's actually a bit cheeky. So, and also an awesome dinner menu as well.